Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
I know. Okay, we got it.
I'm inside Target, just so you know.
You said what?
I said I'm inside Target.
Why are you in Target?
Because
you have no reason to be in Target right now. Target is not good.
Listen, I'm not buying anything, but I did go to Walmart.
Oh, did you find the satin pillowcases?
Oh, I didn't even look at that. But I brought pots and pans.
Yay! Aren't you excited? Like, your first home purchase.
Yes, and I bought some forks and knives and stuff.
I bought Don't you feel like an adult? Like, you're at the store buying forks and knives.
I do, but then I'm still scared, though.
You can't be scared, though. Like, you just have to embrace it. Like, you're only scared because you don't know, like, what the future holds. But you're going to love it. You're going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're right. But anyway.
So, what's the goal though with you this week?
Are you smoking?
Baby.
Because I can definitely hear you. Let's see. Despite the fact that I'm supposed to be in my little fake class.
Okay, you know. First we're gonna talk about this. So Gigi has lied to her mother about taking college so that she can have some free time. Which I don't blame you at all. We all need a break from our kids, but that shit is fucking hilarious. Cause like you legit had to figure out what to do for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, yes. I even sat in my car. I sat in my car for like an hour and I watched Fatal Attraction.
Okay.
And, you know, I kind of felt like I could relate to that situation, although I'm still alive because it didn't get that deep.
Thank God.
We're not going to go there because I'm going to get upset. I'm already sweating thinking about it. But yeah, my week so far has been very interesting. Why do I say that? I don't know. I guess because I made it. And it's almost Friday.
Yes. Thank God. We made it. We got one more work day. Then it's the weekend.
Yes. And I'm looking forward to it.
I'm so looking forward to it. Now that Brooklyn can go to her dad's house, I have my weekends free. Even though I don't have shit to do. Last weekend, I told you about my whole little episode last weekend. But yeah. When I couldn't get in touch with like anybody to just hang out with me or talk to me, I legit went to the liquor store. I bought me a bottle of that, like, what is it called? A Capriccio Sangria. I went to this bar by myself, and it was a lot of cute guys at this bar. Like, you have to go. Oh, no, you can't go with me. But you can be, like, my wingman.
I can do that.
Like, these guys, they were all, like, handsome. Like, full beards. Like, you could just tell they got good jobs. They're dressed nicely. They got on button-ups. They're just, like, everything. So, yes, I'm definitely going to go there again. But it was a nice little chill vibe. It was, like, a dark little bar. It was kind of small. They had a little rooftop. And they were playing Mary J. Blige in the background. I was in love.
Wait, what's the name of the place again?
It's called Smith Commons. It's on H Street. Hmm. It's like literally right. It's like maybe a block down from that place we went to last time for brunch.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of good-looking guys. The bartenders were very good-looking. They were very cool. And then I ended up going to MGM. My sister met me there. And these Asian guys approached me and was, like, trying to pimp me out.
Wait. I don't think you told me this part.
So we're at MGM. We're in, like, this little lounge called Blossom. And this really good looking Asian guy approaches me and my sister, and he is hilarious. Like, he has us dying. So then he's like, he brings over his friend, and we're talking to his friends. Like, we're all just having like a really good time. We're talking and whatnot. Then he's like, yeah, like, let's go gamble. So we go over to the slot machines. We go to like a couple tables. And then he's like, yeah, like, we need to go to like, I forgot what they call the room, but it's like where all the ball is at, like the high rollers. And okay. So we go up there, and Adrian Broner's in there. I met Adrian Broner. He bought me and my sister pizza.
Wait, I have no idea who that is.
Oh, he's a boxer.
Oh, okay.
He's a boxer. He's known for just being very arrogant. Him and Floyd had like a little falling out at one point. But yeah, anyway, he was there, but the Asian guys were like trying to get me to flirt with this table full of Asian men. Like, all Asian men didn't speak a lick of English, but he tells me, like, this is what you need to do. You need to go stand behind one of these men, just hold them on their shoulder, smile and look cute. And as they win, they're going to just start handing you $100 chips.
What?
Right. So, my sister was just like, no, like, fuck, I look like Dominique's a thug. She's like, fuck that shit. I'm not doing that shit. And me, I'm like, damn, I do need some rent money.
Oh, my God.
But, okay. Yeah, so then the guy was just like, no, you got to go sit like this, and you got to go talk like this, and you got to do this. And I'm like, sir, like, why are you trying to pimp me out right now? And he's like, no, I'm not trying to pimp you. I'm just trying to teach you the game. And I'm just saying, okay, so what are you getting out of this? Like, you're not about to just spit free game.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we ended up leaving that situation. We had a good time, though. Like, I had a really good time with my sister. You know, she'd be irritating me sometimes, but...
Okay. Now, I don't have anything as elaborate as that story was. But yeah, that sounds like a great weekend you had.
Yeah, it turned out to be good. It started off rough, but it ended out being okay. This week, it hasn't been much going on, honestly. Just that whole cycle. Go to work, go to sleep, take care of Brooke, you know, over and over again. I had been talking to Kay, if you know who I'm talking about when I say Kay.
Yeah, go ahead. I have attitude with this one, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I told him about L.
Wait, okay. All right. I have to think about it first. But I got it.
I told him about the girl.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's very much in his feelings. But he did mention, well, I'm glad you filled that void of being lonely with the girl rather than Elle. And I don't think he understood that the void came after L. You know what I mean?
I got it.
And so he's so he kind of feels like I was lonely because me and him stopped talking. He doesn't realize, like, no, it was because of L that I was feeling lonely, and which is why I did what I did.
And you're not going to tell him that, bruh. It wasn't because of you.
Yeah,
but I'm still stuck on like why he was in his feelings about the girl part.
You say you don't know why he is, or what?
Why is he in his feelings about that part? I thought men would get excited about that.
Because I'm not doing anything with him.
You
know what I mean? It's like, it's your pride at the end of the day. Like, okay, you're not giving that to me, but you give it to somebody else. And then a female at that?
Yeah. Okay, I understand why he's in his feelings then. I got it.
And he really doesn't know that side of me. Like, of course, you know how I carry myself. Like, I feel like I carry myself well. Like, I don't go around just acting crazy or whatnot. So he loves the way that I carry myself and the type of woman that I am, which is, like, I'm not. That's who I am at the end of the day. But he doesn't know that Kiara, who can be a little outgoing, who can be a little open-minded. And when I tell him things like that, I feel like it crushes him. Because then I become every other female in his eyes, I guess.
I would like to say that I think he thinks that you're pretty different.
Yeah, and I think that's what the problem is, that he thinks that I'm different. And then when he finds out things like that about me, then it's like, oh, well, maybe you're not so different. Maybe you are kind of like these other girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm going to take a deep breath because I'm in Target and people are looking at me like, what the hell is going on here with this girl? No, seriously, I got it. No, bitch, I'm like walking with the phone in my hand. And
okay. I mean, well, it just looks like you're having a phone conversation.
Yeah. I'm looking in the mirror real quick. My outfit is actually really cute today.
What did you wear today?
I have on these black pants, but they have polka dots on them. Not the ones that I brought for the little hair show thing, but they're like some pixie pants with like this cute collared shirt and my chucks. And I have my little fake Sade braid, you know.
Yeah, so I seen this braid on Instagram today, and I love
how to do it. I got you, sis. I got you. It costs me a dollar.
Yes.
I'm a barber.
Yes.
So yes.
Do your hair for a dollar.
Yes. Okay, guys. I'm looking for a line to get into. I'm saying guys, like we're talking to a bunch of people.
Yes, we are. We're talking to thousands of people right now.
It's now.
Well, are you even talking for? Are you just wasting time or?
I'm wasting time, guys. It's 8:42. Class is at 9:15. And I gotta figure out.
So, G, what did you learn today?
Bitch, I learned.
Did you make any new friends?
I didn't meet any new friends, but. I am picking up some notebooks so that, you know, jot down some ideas for this podcast because.
These are your notes from class.
Yes, girl. And I can't be talking in circles when I do the podcast. So, you know, I'm trying to.
Exactly.
Get that together. But yeah, you know, class is great. Oh, not to mention that. My baby father also thinks that I'm in class, but
oh yeah.
But you know that
also can work to your advantage.
You must have been reading my mind. Oh my gosh, you know you definitely read my mind because when I came up with this idea to go through with my lie, that's all I could think about was, God damn, I'm gonna take advantage of this shit. Although I genuinely trust him right now, and I don't want to break that trust.
Yeah.
Or look for reasons not to trust him.
Right.
So I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, don't be that person. I feel like when you start to do stuff like that, you're literally attracting it into your relationship. You know what I mean? It's like when you're constantly thinking like, oh, my nigga is talking to this girl, he's doing this, he's doing that, like he's gonna start doing it because you're literally thinking about it, talking about it, like you're accusing him of it.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to, I did that, oh my gosh, there's a baby crying. I did that the first time we was together and it kind of dampened that relationship. Like I found myself going through the computer, you know, finding things that I didn't want to see But because I didn't have that trust, I did those things and it kind of messed everything up. So I was like, you know, I'm going to go into this with a fresh start. I'm not going into his computer looking for things.
Yeah.
I'm going to genuinely trust him because that's what relationships are built on. So, yeah. I'm not going to be that girl this time.
Good.
But if my gut is telling me there's something wrong, I'm going to go looking
for I agree with you because I'm all about listening to that gut. Because when I tell you, I was in a relationship for almost a year and I never went through his phone, never, ever even had a thought that he could be cheating on me. Like, when I talked about this man, I held him up on the highest of pedestals. Like, he was amazing to me. And one day, like, deep down in my gut, I'm literally sleep, bitch. Like, you're gonna think I'm crazy for saying this. I'm literally sleep, knocked out. God or somebody told me, wake up and go through his phone. Oof. Literally, I swear it was a deep voice woke me up out my sleep. It said, wake up, go through his phone. I literally got up, woke up, and he's in the shower when I wake up, which is weird. And his phone is sitting right next to me. He never leaves his phone. I go through his phone, and he's talking to some other girl. They're like all in love, or he talking to her like he in love. He talking about bringing her over to his house, which was our house at the time. Like, how you gonna bring this bitch over here? Where's she gonna sleep? How? I look here.
How?
What? It sure is just crazy. Yeah, so she got wild after that. But yes, I definitely believe in listening to your gut.
Girl, a whole deep voice woke you up.
Like, when I tell that story, God, I feel crazy, but that's what happened. It literally said, wake up, go through his phone. Woke me up out my sleep. First time ever doing that. That's just crazy.
Yeah. But he might have did that on purpose, though, because I've been caught in that before. Like, my dude left his computer wide open. Like, he ain't locking no nothing. It was just like, open me up. And it was like, oh my gosh, maybe this is a setup. And my dumb ass got caught.
How did you get caught?
Because he went upstairs. I was in the basement. He left the computer unlocked. He came down. I didn't hear him come downstairs. He might have been really like setting me up.
Yeah.
And yeah, he came in while I was going through the messages. And yeah.
Yes, oh my girl. God, it's kind of embarrassing to get caught.
I was
because it's just like what very embarrassed. Are you doing?
No, that's exactly what he said. And then you know, all I could do was like react, like, who is this? Like, why are you talking to this person? Why is she sending you pictures? Like, what's up?
Yeah, you just gotta go hard after that.
I just gotta go hard after that because I feel like a damn clown now. Like, shit. Now I really gotta be a bitch. So, yeah. Don't get caught, please. Just, you know.
No, why did I think you were gonna say, like, he left the camera on or something? Like, the camera on the laptop? Ooh. I thought that's what you were about to say. I'm like, oh, yes, this guy called.
Oh, yeah, I don't think he did all that, but damn, he did.
That's what I thought you were going to say. That's a whole nother level.
Yeah, that's a little weird. I'll have to call him out on that. Oh my gosh, since this is our little trial run, right? Like, I got to talk about the time that I found the email. I was with Gawa at the time. And I found the email from, like, this website that sold sex toys, right?
Ooh.
Yes, bitch. So, you know, I'm reading the email. And then, you know, it said order ship, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm reading the description of what he brought. Bitch, this was, like, It was like a fake, pussy.
My ex bought one of those when we broke up.
I was, Key, I cussed him out. I was like,
yeah, like, what? Why are you buying a fake pussy?
Yes. I was like, ew, you're disgusting. I never want to sleep with you ever again. I was like, this is nasty. Like, you need to cancel this fucking order right now, or we're not going to be together, because that's trifling. Like, why are you buying fake pussies? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, when are you going to find time to do this shit? Like, oh my gosh. I can go deep into that conversation, but okay, I want to save that for.
Are you more offended that, like, he bought a fake pussy and it's just, like, weird, or that he bought one and he has your pussy?
No, I think I was more offended. It was like, maybe I'm not good enough.
Yeah. Maybe there's something wrong with me. I can understand that, but I don't think it's necessarily weird, honestly. I think because, you know, females, we buy dildos and shit like that. So, like, why is it weird for a man to buy a toy? Like, I thought you were going to say, like, a butt plug, and then I'm going to say, whoa. But you said a big pussy, so I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I think I was more offended than I was, like, you know, turned off at the situation. It was like, damn, like, there's really something wrong with me. Like, he don't like me no more, you know? So, yes, I think I have to say that I was
offended. Did you feel like you weren't giving it up enough?
And, you know, at that time, I was pregnant.
Yeah.
So, I really wasn't interested in sleeping with him. I don't know.
So maybe that's all it was. Like, he's a man at the end of the day. Like, he has his needs. And instead of fucking other bitches, he's going to buy a fake pussy.
Yeah. But even after that, it was just like, I was just turned off still.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I wanted to give it to him. But after seeing that, I was just like, nah. It's just, you know. I don't know. Wasn't interested.
No, I get that.
And after my daughter came, I wasn't interested. But yeah.
Damn.
But that's a whole nother, like, I can go into so much more detail about that, because there's a lot of shit that also turned me off besides that.
Yeah. Whew. But we got more episodes that's like, to go.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that.
Yeah.
And that, listen, that one cannot be like, I can't have my new dude listening to me talk about my ex dude and our sexual relationship. How do I work that out?
I feel like you're not having sex with him right now. Like, that's just things that happen. Like, this is just something you're being very honest about. Like, you're telling your story, you're telling your truth. And I feel like he needs to be confident in the fact that you're with him. You don't want nobody else but him. This nigga should know that by now.
Yeah, that's true. Because I definitely told him that I was going to start a podcast and he had to be on it. So.
No, I definitely want to be very honest, very raw. So, yeah, we're going to talk about everything.
Absolutely. Girl, now hang up and call me on my phone for real.
All right.